David Warner for being an out of form piece of shit. Seriously.
Kettle,
I don't care. Yeah. I'm not, when's enough, enough's enough. I don't want to see him. I do not want to see him in a bag of green this summer. Mate, he's not any good.
Okay.
He's not any good.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Three Sleeps No Cover, the Sports Cricket Podcast. The dulcet tones of Richard Hummerston there calling for David Warner's head, never to play for the country again.
Unbelievable.
Hummer, would you like the chance to explain yourself off the top?
Because I premised that audio with the fact that he just made another meaningless ton. And I will argue that this was a meaningless triple century.
Because they're pretty easy to come by in Test cricket.
So many of them in history.
It wasn't needed. That's what I've always been saying about David Warner. When we need him to score, he doesn't.
So you're going to double down on this
And I'll tell you why, because during the New Zealand series, and I'll get to my my crystal ball a bit later on, but there will be a time when we need him.
Highlights are so spot on.
We will need him to step up in this New Zealand series because it's going to be tough, and he won't.
Yeah, it is going to be a good series. Big large show today. We've got a little bit of... we're going to see how Hunt went at the tribunal.
Very nice.
Special guest Mike Hessen going to join us on the show.
Mike! Huge! Is that first guest,
which is a big coup, which will be exciting as well. And Hummer's crystal ball as well. So
I can't wait for that.
To bet on in the next series of cricket too. I suppose maybe we should start at the start. Hummer, last episode we were talking about your trip to the tribunal. Obviously off the back of our last video, you kicked the stumps over, you had a bit of a tantrum.
Yep.
How did you go?
Well, I was on Quick Info and no updates.
No, and I wanted to thank you guys for letting you my sounding board while I prepared my defence, because it could not have got better. I got 6 weeks. I've got 6 weeks, boys. So I've got 3 weeks off before Christmas, then the break, then the it's almost like a 9 week break.
So we're down to about six players now. Come out for another three either side of the break.
I tell you what,
you probably pled guilty too, didn't you? You didn't want to play.
Well, if you remember, I was trying to blame the entire club, and he just ripped my defence apart. In fact, he described the grubs. He was as shambolic, and he was not surprised that our record is the way it is.
Well, your intention was to go in there and bring us down with you.
Correct.
And from what I know, we're still safe.
We're safe.
So you failed in that.
I did fail at that, and I failed in a lot of ways.
You have. I've been in contact with the league. We're the association. We're 100% fine. The only problem is we're running out of players. We have 6 players.
The league aren't happy with us.
Well, why would they be when you're going in there telling them stuff like that? That we're to blame.
He did a few choice words that we need to sharpen up.
We don't need to do it. You just take your 9 week break, and we'll worry about getting us ready for
off
finals.
Off to Bali I go.
Well, shambolic's a pretty apt word, though.
that's well chosen.
Hashtag shambolic. We'll just have it a hashtag.
Well, we almost wear shambolic as a badge of honour.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's a fair enough.
I am done. I will see you in February, just in time for finals. We won't be playing, so just in time for.
You're out. We might now. We'll see how we go.
I'll be jostling for a spot, will I? Between the 4 vacant spots on the batting lineup.
I'll tell you what, there's a couple of cricketers circling.
Couldn't squeeze you in this week. We're playing with 6.
Well, the billboard just went up this week.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of response to the billboard.
How good traction there.
Look out for that on your roads. We want you grubs
billboard.
Where
do we get the money for that?
Those questions are totally off air.
Corporate backer gets around us a little bit. But if you haven't got any mates, please send them our way, because we are, again, desperately short this weekend. Now, speaking of kind of a bit of a passenger performance and letting the team down, this other bloke probably didn't let the team down to an extent, but an honorary grub skip, probably didn't have his best game, or his most impactful game, I would say. Right, he didn't really do anything wrong.
No.
He didn't really get a chance to do,
do anything.
I don't know if you want to unpack it and explain.
Yeah, absolutely. So Travie Head, the grub's very own Travie Head, he has gone out, didn't bat, DNB, didn't bowl, DNB. He didn't take catch, so he didn't really feel
zero impact in the
zero field. Impact. We were pretty happy with this. We thought this was one hell of a grub performance. So we actually put a photo of the grubbies and Travie out there and said,
not all the grubs.
Well.
He took
the photo because he went to an official event in a pair of shorts like a bogan instead of wearing slacks like the rest of us.
And then you wanted Grubby to take the photo, and he said,
get stuffed.
Anyway, good caption on that one, Skip. Didn't bat, didn't bowl, and no catches. Really living up to your honorary grub status, Travie Head.
What did he say about it?
And he replied.
Did he?
Of course he did.
Travie Head replied, Geez, made the most of the Arvo spread.
Yeah, well done.
Good boy.
That is, you know, I would have thought what he was doing during that test match and the possibilities he could have been doing apart from just being padded up or maybe a bit of nets. 127 overs of just doing the scoring, perhaps?
Yeah. Scoring? Square leg?
I didn't see him at square leg.
Did he do his 10 to 15 at square leg?
Well, he could have.
Tony's one of those selfish ones that always... Like you, that always weasels out of it. You go, yeah, can you take out the scoring skip? Yeah, I'll just go take a shit. And then you disappear.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Travi would have had a lot of admin on his hands because he's only South Australian. It was in Adelaide. It became very apparent very early the boys are going to win and win well. So post-game circuit, he would have had his hands full organising, you know, drink cards.
He's on the clock, isn't he?
Wristbands.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy horse.
Yeah. And don't forget, Nathan Lyon's still got a lifetime ban from Red Square.
Oh, so they can't go there.
A lot of red tape.
The crazy horse. What's the one in Adelaide with the bull?
Is it the woodshed?
Woodshed.
Yeah. Good venue.
Tremendous circuit, Adelaide. I know you might not be the biggest fan, Skip, from that... one cricket trip a few years ago, but it does offer a lot for the goers.
Not really welcome there anymore. Did
nothing on the field, but I would have guessed he would have been best on off the field. Would he have to?
I remember when I played basketball as a young tacker. If I didn't get a foul or which would be rare, but if I didn't, if I didn't have a foul or a basket,
a foul's not a very good thing. Often, fouls aren't good.
You'd have to sign the sheet.
To make sure
that you played.
Actually,
that
we're there.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
How did that with Trevor? Yeah.
Tell you what, complex stats back in our kids' days, basketball was points and fouls, and that was it.
But the good old days.
I'll tell you what, we've all set him up. And Trevor, of course, if you can play this week, you can open the batting, you open the bowling,
get a bit of straighten the cordon.
All of that. You don't have to score, you don't have to do all of that. Mm-hmm. We know you're good around the spread. And,
potentially Travis head of the spread as well.
Yeah, he'd be absolutely brilliant. Having never been the same since.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Travis.
And he'd be bad at the spread.
Now that he's
had
out,
a lifetime of never having to bring
we had seven. That's true. We got six. So bring some mates.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you know what? Anyone wants to come play, so.
Would you ask you this one, fellas?
Not Bancroft.
Jake Weatherwood.
would you be worried if you're Travi Head about your spot in the team now, having done absolutely zero, even though you hadn't the opportunity, would you be worried?
No. Because they won too well, and they're going to go, they've picked the same squad, I think. So you've got to give them a crack. He didn't do so well the first time.
Smashing the door down.
But they only have one crack at it. You can't just go. You had usually when it's two, they'll even get three or four digs at batting. And when you only get one because you've won so well, very rare for them to change. The other thing is we're talking about a guy that had made more runs than any other Australian.
I'm just saying,
it's ridiculous.
Mr. Speaker, I take my question back. Thank you.
Third highest average of the selectable batsmen. Come on. You just got to play.
He'll get a go. Absolutely.
There you go. And get him to Melbourne too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be good to catch up. Now, yes, no, wait. We've done it before. We thought we'd bring it back. Great way to just tackle some of the hard-hitting issues, Hummer, as always. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if someone wants to...
Does someone want to stand up straight here as well?
I'll kick off. I'll kick off, and we'll change tack a little bit.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one for me, because I'm very keen on what you guys think about this.
Yeah.
There was talk around Steve Smith white-anting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tim Payne.
Explain what white-anting
basically, is. He was captaining the team and he was making moves in the field without consulting him.
Is that proven?
Was
it proven that was happening?
There's some pretty damning footage.
We don't know the discussion that happened.
So it's a yes, no, wait.
Steve Smith doing the skipper's job.
Yes. Yeah, was he doing it?
Well, you know.
Go on, Hammy.
If you bring it back to our team, I mean, I don't know if it's the same in the Australian team, but we've got a skipper who doesn't do any captaincy anyway. So we're white ant the house down.
It's encouraged.
I think even you encouraged it.
I have to get there and I've got to tell AJ to bring the cones out. I've got to tell Leggy to do the cordial.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got a lot of jobs. So, I mean, please.
Bring the pass to get us into the sheds. That happens maybe 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Someone else.
So, unanimous yes, just about.
All right, Hammy. Warner.
No, it's a yes to me. Only just quickly because that critique was brought up by Ian Chappell, and you know my opinions on any opinion from that relic.
Yeah,
so, I'm going a wait because I know that we might have seen on the field was that, but we don't know.
Oh, quite measured by Richard.
A wait.
Yep, I'm going to go wait.
Richard, the voice of reason, Hummerston.
There you go. David Warner.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll go next.
Oh,
I'm going to go next. It's a good one. Save it.
Yes, no wait, fellas. On the Alinta Energy ad starring cricketing stars from Australia.
One in particular? Or
well, it's got to be a yes.
You like it.
You're laughing at it that much.
Well, I will say, the whole campaign.
They are
shocking ads, but you every single summer you know that you get excited for the Alinta ads. How bad are they going to be?
I mean,
you guys are the ad guys.
Yeah.
The writing of them is horrible. Like, can you imagine them sitting in there and writing, hey, how's this for a gag? And he walks in and gets angry at a guy because he's used his gloves. Like, it's not funny in the slightest, but we remember them. We laugh at them. We tell them. So if it comes on and you're telling a mate, have you seen those ads? And they go, no. You'll say, shut up and let's watch the ad. Which I think, correct me if I'm wrong, ad boys, is the
intention. No, I think you're right. I think the writers knew they weren't working with a lot of acting talent when we've all kind of been
We all know that pretty well here, don't we?
They're working with what they've got and they've probably gone down that road. And I think Timmy Payne actually does that line very well.
Who's the worst? I'll tell you who I love. I reckon... Yes.
All the bowlers are bad.
They are bad, but I love how they've kind of... He's really owned it. He goes, give me more roles. Mitchell Starc every time.
Yeah,
g'day, boys. You must be with the Lynch Energy, are you? Like, every time.
He's the worst.
But also, good on him for getting into it because it is bad.
Yep, he's owning it.
And he's not going, I'm going to shy away and do this, the least
I'm going to do more of this.
Finchie's bad.
I reckon he's good.
Yeah, he's so straight with it.
Finchie's...
He has a staunch pose.
Yeah, he does.
He's
real rigid and straight.
Paddy Cummins is real bad.
Because Paddy Cummins is perfect in every other way. It ain't his thing.
No. Get him off him.
But they've got a blooper reel that's been getting fed into my Facebook feed at the moment. Really? Where they go, Smithy goes, oi, Paddy, give us an apple, would you, mate? And he walks past and he's like going, like clicking and stuff. And it's pretty... But I love... I'm going to say yes because they're painful to watch, but it's the whole awkwardness is fun.
I'll throw it out there. Yeah. It's the only thing fun that comes out of Cricket Australia, so it's a yes.
Yes, it's a yes for me, and I'll end with this. The ad agency that have done them are either one of these ones that don't know what's funny and don't know about sport, or they're brilliant.
Do you know what?
It's a massive yes for me because I go, I know they're going to be bad. How bad are they going to be? What are the guys going to do? And you just laugh about it. And it's just, it's good fun. Maybe they're brilliant.
Yeah, plenty of runs here. Yes, plenty of yeses.
Dice.
Yes,
that's four.
No, see, there you go. Better than those.
It's four yeses.
Dog, you're next on the yes, no, wait with the...
with
Perth Hammy. Situation.
Oh, me. Day and I. Okay. The Perth. Now, it's always the Perth test forever for us over here on the Eastern Seaboard has been magnificent because you just get home and you get at least a session or maybe a session and a half. As you get home, it's magnificent. Perfect timing. You get to watch a little bit at work. Then you get to watch it when you get home. Now they've turned the Perth test into a day-night test. This thing is might as well be played in, honestly, it's nearly Ash's time zone. It is a disgrace.
Are we yes, no waiting or are you?
It's a disgrace. Oh. So it's a...
I'm a 100% no. It is the worst thing to happen.
Day-night test match in Perth.
It's a and it's a very good evening to our New Zealand viewers if they're still awake at 5 a.m. when it starts for them. Correct. I mean, wow. Why would you do it for the New Zealand one? Why would you play the Perth?
I can't fathom it.
Would have been perfect for the Pakistan
perfect.
One.
Perfect.
That is not South Africa. That time zone for New Zealand is only two hours different than what Australia had for the Ashes.
It's horrendous. Although it is kind of good.
I'm
going to say waiting because I agree with all that. However, now you get home and you've got the whole day of cricket ahead of you.
It's amazing.
Before you only had half.
Yeah, what about for those that like to go to bed a little bit earlier? Rather than getting to watch a full day's cricket, I only get to watch...
How do you watch a full day's cricket when you're at work?
Because we're fortunate enough to be able to watch this.
Do you know what?
Unlike you, Hummer, and I took umbrance before we went on air because I'm just glad that more people who can't watch it at work will get to watch it.
So am I.
No, you're not. Yeah. Hummer said...
unequivocally
quote. This is Hummer's quote, and I want to be clear on this.
This is said off air.
Yeah, it was said. This is quote, it was simply, I'm upset about this because we're lucky enough to watch it at work, and now it means everybody else is going to get to be able to watch it too.
You've paraphrased that a bit. That's not entirely accurate.
It's pretty accurate.
No, what I was trying to say is that I like that we get to watch it at work, and now I go to bed early and I can't. I'm happy for everyone else to watch.
No, you're not.
Okay.
So,
we'll have to agree to disagree there, but it looks like it's a no.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, massive yes
from me.
Okay.
Massive
yes. I'll give it a yes.
It's not about me because I go to bed one too early. I'll tell you right now, I absolutely love it because what it's going to do, it means Perth actually, and they are, they go to sport, they do all that, and they get the day nighter there. And mate, do you know what? For most of us, you can stay up. It's that time of year. There's a lot of Christmas parties going on.
Yeah.
People are getting on the gas.
Yep.
Mate, I'm telling you.
Friday night.
Mate, exactly right.
And don't forget all the Sri Lankan viewers who'll be tuning in and, you know, being able to watch the high quality of Test cricket, which I have been starved of for so long. So it's good news.
Thank you, massive all those cricket fans and candy.
Good news for them. Now,
Homie brings home.
Yeah, I've got now much maligned. This poor guy can't seem to win. I say poor guy. I don't know if everyone's going to agree with that. Shocking Ashes series comes out in Adelaide, despite Hummer saying he should never play again. Scores one run more than the great Don Bradman. Which, you know, there's no rule against that, but a couple of others. Yep. Mark Taylor in the past has declared, on the same score. Michael Clark on the same score. Dave Warner goes one run over. Yes, no wait. Dave Warner eclipsing the great Don.
3-3-5.
Yeah.
I will say that Mark Waugh and Michael Clark both had the decision.
Mark Taylor
had the decision to declare on that, whereas David Warner did not.
Yep.
So I will jump to his defence here. I will also say, why is it that no one... What's the point of a record if no one's allowed to go past it?
Well, it's not even a record.
It's not a record.
It's just one guy's top score.
Yeah, so. I actually cannot fathom, and I don't like David Warner, but I can't fathom how people have got an issue with it. It's not the top... Even if it is, that's what records are there for.
Yeah, I agree with Hamir. It feels weird that someone could continually have a go at David Warner even though he's succeeding... really well, yeah.
You can't.
And cutting yourself off the top of the show.
Yeah, you piece of shit. You scored 300 runs and we won by an innings. And like, it's like, hang on.
I think it came out that Tim Payne was actually gave him a bit more time than the agreed 540 declaration time. And then there was even
people that were having a go that Tim Payne didn't give him another hour
to get to 400.
Yeah. Mate, Tim Payne's captaincy was absolutely spot on. Warner got the 335, deserved it, batted well. Yep. Then comes out, they take a wicket, nearly took two. Before tea, it was absolutely.
I think what it is when you have a poor test match, test series, you're probably looking for a yarn. Or
it's just ridiculous. Yeah. I've got no issue with it at all. Why are we hanging on to his records?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, you know what it is, though? I think what's really interesting about it is we've got this thing down at his garden.
Yeah.
As you guys know, the 34 Grub Club.
Yeah, I guess, which for us is
the milestone you want in park cricket. If you get to 34 with the Willow, you think, I've done my job.
Because that is a big score in local cricket. And 34.
Just 300 shy.
34, you're all walking back into the rooms and everyone says, yeah, well done. Yeah. It's like, yeah,
out of respect, you will pull up 300 short of the great dog.
That's right.
Correct.
So I guess we do it.
Yeah. And so we obviously have the grub, you lie face down, the bat salutes the applauding pavilion.
Absolutely iconic.
So, you know, we want to get that going around the trap. So if you're out there playing on Saturday, make sure you got your iPhone out and you're filming your mate on 33, 32. If he gets to 34,
boom.
Do the grub celebration to the boys and girls in the sheds.
Yes, we do. We'll have some merch out for the new year.
And join the 34 Grub Club.
Ooh. Yeah,
might get an honour board.
I'd love to score 34.
It's just
it's been a while.
Now the Kiwis, they're coming over, Rambo.
They are.
Well renowned as. Just a bunch of good blokes, which, you know, the Aussies aren't always, the Poms certainly not. A lot of the other teams, very hard to cling on to. But you've picked up on it recently and you've kind of got a good little measure, like a barometer of how they...
Yeah, well, they recently won the Spirit of Cricket Award for 2019. Yep. And that was probably how gracious they were in defeat in the World
Absolutely
Cup final.
Robbed.
And they obviously carried themselves very well. But we've always used this one down the club, Skip, about judging how good of a person someone is, how good of a bloke they are, by how many beers you'd have with them.
Yeah,
it's good because it's all encompassing. It ticks off everything. There's no, if this, how many beers you have answers the entire question of how much of a good bloke they are.
How much time you spend with them, how likely you are to have a chat, how much you have in common. Maybe they're totally different, but you still.
And the rule is you have to have one, don't you? One's the minimum. You can't have no beer.
If you're not willing to have one beer with someone, that says a lot about you.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have thought.
One
really?
Beer. Yep. And even, mate, you can berate them over a beer. But you've got to at least have one beer with them, huh?
So we thought, why don't we just put a couple of cricketing figures through, you know, the beerometer.
Yeah.
I've just made that up and it's going to stick.
I like it.
Let's get a little graphic on that, Ian, if we can, the beerometer. Former New Zealand captain Baz McCullum. How many beers would you have with Baz McCullum?
All of them.
I'm with you.
Full.
Are we talking?
Do you know what?
Pints?
Fill the tank.
Pints? Fill the tank.
Are we talking beers or pots?
Let's just go.
What do you have in the room? Probably tins.
Tins.
Oh,
tins.
Tins.
Oh, you haven't. 12.
Oh, I reckon it's kind of 12. Do you know what?
You're not driving home from the club.
You're not driving home. Yep. I'd love to split a deck with him, split a slab with him.
Yep.
And then there'd probably be more after that, if honestly.
If he, I would guess that his drinking rate would be up there with his scoring rate.
Do you know what
it
is? We'd empty the fridge, man, Baz.
There you go.
I reckon we're starting on the top. Do you know his bats are named after racehorses? I just want to have so many beers. He must be a fan of the show.
I was expecting Skip to give us a big number there, and he's delivered.
Yeah.
Baz McCullum is flying past the post there from all of us. Next one up, Justin Langer. Australian coach. Ooh. Justin Langer. How many beers would you have with the Australian cricket coach?
Look.
Yeah.
Just one.
There's a lot of... you're not jumping in as quickly as you were previously.
I'd have a soy chai with him with my shoes off. That's what he likes to
ground
do.
Ground yourself.
Is he a bit down? How are you doing like that?
Say namaste. Yeah, very, boys walking very around big with the shoes off just to get a feel for the energy of the turf.
Oh.
It's
three beers for me for Justin Langer. Obviously, one's a...
Out of courtesy,
I reckon you get three cans of them. Get him to split war stories from back in the day.
Yeah, that's true. The war stories
would
be good.
I'm
just interested to know how long it is before he brings out Matty Hayden as well. Just put a little clock on that. Maybe set it over under.
I don't think you need the third
beer. I'll say this about the third, having a three beers. You're caught in an awkward position where...
You can't drive.
Well, no, you can't drive, but you've also... One of you's gone and got two.
The shouts out.
That's where it gets a bit awkward.
But I think the whole conversation is going to be awkward anyway. And I thought,
I'm two. To be honest, I'm happy to give him two. One's what you give Shockers, but I just don't think it'd be that. It's not nothing. I just don't think you'd enjoy it. Yep, I wouldn't.
You
really
do.
Enjoy
you also get
chat the chatterby.
Three. You get the three beer feeling after three.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You got to be careful. Because you hit the three.
You got to go meet Baz at the pub.
There's no gap between 3 and 12.
All right, next one up here. I wanted to throw something different here. Not an actual. Cricketer are known for their cricket, more their commentary. Mark Nicholas. I've seen a lot of him lately, so I wonder.
I probably have two to ask him what he's been up to and stuff, but he probably wouldn't be that high. I'd rather fill up with Bumble or Ian Smith or.
Definitely.
I don't know, even Howie.
I'm having one, and it's just to berate him for ruining Sid's hat trick.
Oh, yep.
Not yet. He hasn't.
You can do that. Would you have one beer and then do that? So it'd be two beers.
And then put it down and go, just one more.
I probably need some confidence.
Yeah.
So maybe have two and then three. Yeah, I have three.
Two beers.
I'm happy to go three beers. I have a solid three beers with him. I don't have the same disdain as I'm from. I've got a lot of questions about the commentary box, what goes on, the dynamics. He might be one that's sort of bland enough to give you some info and just to...
He's very...
Bit of a mentor.
I just to understand a little bit about what's going on there.
Looking to follow the likes of Mark Taylor and Bill Laurie, former Australian cricketers.
Well, you know, just
captains
saying.
Captains who've made their way into the box. and we'll go to the last one here. How many cans would you have with Chris Cairns?
Wow.
Ooh. Now, notable, controversial fixer. One to bring up on this particular podcast, considering our major sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a match fixer, Hammy. Had his day in court and it was thrown out.
Well, that's contrary to the evidence given from the guy that you said you'd empty the fridge with, Brendan McCullum. Swore black and blue that he did indeed. Do what he did. Are you taking a few beers off Brendan now?
No.
He hasn't. Ooh.
Predicament.
Target's court.
Hang on. Pre Baz,
yep.
I would have had a good 6 to 8 beers with Chris Cairns. Post Baz, I have one with him and that's it. And then I'll tell him myself.
Just the one beer with Chris Cairns.
No, Baz is
bad. I'll tell you what.
I can't tell you. If he's gone, Brendan McCullum, and forget everything else, we don't know. It's very hard to convict some match fixer. I don't know what he's done or anything like that. Brendan McCullum to go and give that evidence and do that in that manner, I'm backing him.
Yeah.
I'm having 10 beers with Chris Cairns and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, nice. Oh, yep. Smart. I'm having one for the Instagram post on the cans and Chris Cairns.
That's it.
I'm probably there. Yeah, very good.
I'll steal yours.
There's your barometer.
If you've got any good barometer. I like that.
Michael Beer might get him involved.
There you go. You'd have at least six with Michael Beer. Very good friend of the show.
Again, for the Instagram post, which I think we even did during the beer battle.
Didn't he not drink beer when Not the Cricket Show a couple of seasons ago? He was having a couple of shots at the bar.
Yeah, he had a shot.
How bizarre is when someone just comes in, just sober and just starts having shots to kick off. Love that behavior.
Get around him.
Just as we've been through the Kiwi team, then maybe it is time to just rearrange the run sheet here and go to our guest.
He's been waiting patiently.
Now, you might want to talk to this, Skip, because you noticed a few things.
Absolutely.
Watching the black cap test series.
I did, Hammy. Well, what we actually, I noticed that there was a little bit of a look. There was a bit of Hammy about him.
Yep.
So we used our contacts to get him on the show.
He's here.
Very, very happy to have him on the phone.
There he is.
Mike, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, guys. Big fan of the show from across the ditch. And can I just say, when Blit kept Crooked Strong, International Crooked Strong.
I had a feeling you was going to say that, Mike. But yeah. Oh, it's great to have you on board, Mike, for this preview, I guess, for this huge series. Mm-hmm. For those who don't really know a lot about the Black Caps, mm-hmm. In Test cricket in particular, mm-hmm. what would you reckon is their most impressive attribute?
I mean, this Test side's got a world-class top six, right? There's no second-guessing there. I mean, you look through it, they've got Latham, Jeet, Raval. Everidge's low 30s, better than that, though. Williamson, Taylor, Henry Nicholls, he's burst into the top 10 as well. And, of course, BJ Watling, the wicketkeeper at number six. Now, BJ Watling, what a Test series he just had against England. Don't forget, he actually broke the record for the longest innings by a Test match wicketkeeper. Mm-hmm. He batted for six or seven sessions, something like that, double century. It's actually the highest Test match score and the longest innings by a wicketkeeper since Brendan Karupu, who famously played four tests for Sri Lanka in the early 1980s. So emotional stuff. Good luck bowling to him. He is a world-class wicketkeeper.
Is this the first time we've had someone on the show who actually knows anything about cricket?
It's just washing over my head. But I've just got to say, Skip, and we not looked at each other during the interview, you do sound a lot like Hammy just doing his impersonation of Ian Smith.
Yeah.
Have you picked up on that?
So who have I got there?
You got Hammer.
I've got Rich. Sorry, Richard. The reception's a bit shit here. Can't really hear the questions. What was your question?
Very convenient. I was just saying you sound a lot like when Hammy impersonates Ian Smith.
Next question.
All right.
Fair enough.
There you go. I'll go next. Have you got a prediction for the series versus Australia?
I have. I've got a scoreline prediction, 3-0. Don't know if it'll be Australia 3-0, Blake Kepps 3-0. We've talked about the world-class top six that the Black Caps have got. They don't bet terribly deep, though. They've got a fairly long tail. In fact, after this, I'm going to go and have a net session with Neil Wagner. I'm going to put my Aero face mask on, my Aero pads, throw a few punk balls at him. They know they're going to come hard at him. There'll be slips, leg slips. Dare say there'll be a bet pad as well. So I'm going to go and work with Neil on some of his betting, but it's going to be one hell of a series.
Hey, sure. We let the fans know that you were coming on the show, and we said that if they had a question to ask, Jordan Lawrence replied with, "Who is responsible for the cordial mix?"
Oh, who's doing the mix?
Who is doing it?
That's a great question. Who does the mix for the Black Caps? Now, there's a guy who's always around the squad, really gets a game these days, does a great cordial mix, Ish Sodhi.
Yes.
The much maligned leg spinner. Now, he's got a bowling average of 48. I'd love to say he's better than that, but I'm not sure he is. That's why it's an average, because they average out your results. He's not a great bowler, but he does mix a good cordial. That's why he keeps getting a run on the squad. So, Ish Sodhi, certainly our mixologist.
Hammy, you've been a bit quiet here, mate. I thought you'd be a bit up and around the test preview that Hess is giving us. Do you have a question for him?
It's like looking into a mirror when I look at Mike. Yeah, it's a little bit starstruck. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We've got another question here. As well. Now, this one came in from Mikey Edwards, 34. He says, "What's the circuit like in New Zealand?"
Kiwi circuit.
So I'm going to just ask you that, Mike. What's the circuit like over there in New Zealand? Thanks for that, Hemi. That's a great question. Now, when you watch the test matches, you can see a lot of the stadiums don't actually have seats. We don't have great infrastructure over here. So you can imagine the circuit's not that interesting. What we usually like to do instead is we go around to someone's house for a hungy or eat some fish and chips, and we just watch Flight of the Conchords and Super Smash. So we kind of make our own fun, but, it is what it is.
That's a real good glimpse into the Kiwi cricket culture, isn't it?
Certainly.
There's no kick-ons. They probably rock up
there
a bit.
You go.
On it, if you know what I mean, on the Tui.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Good areas for a crowd catch over there as well.
What
in
is
those
that
New Zealand grounds?
Stein?
I'll field that question. Yeah. Actually, it's Tui. The great activation where if you're caught one-handed with a Tui shirt on,
right.
$100,000 New Zealand, which roughly equates to about 10 Australian dollars. So a great little campaign there. They were in a couple of summers ago. But boys, I have got to wrap it up. We're going to go and do this net session with Neil Wagner. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Cheers.
Outstanding, Mike. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that great?
The
access we get is remarkable, isn't it?
Really, it is.
I don't want to say honorary grub yet, but
No.
He's a bit too much. He's a bit of a nerd, isn't he, really?
Yeah. We didn't get Hess's travel details, but hopefully he's here Boxing Day. And Melbourne might be able to trot down there and perhaps reward him with an honorary grubs cap.
Yeah. There you
go. Especially if those predictions come up. 3-0.
Speaking of predictions. Mm. Rich Humiston.
Time.
The crystal ball.
The oracle.
Time.
What have you got for us?
Yeah, if you're at home,
where do we not put our money this
get
way?
The Swami.
Your pen, crayon, text.
That is how I put the cap on my pen.
On your piece
and
of paper. This
away.
Is what we're going through. Okay. Now, just to recap.
Is that the sports bet app you're using?
Just to recap. I did say Manus was going to be the top run scorer in the first test. First innings of the first test. He was. I also said Steve Smith was far too short. Stay away from him. He was horrible.
There's no way you predicted Steve
I also
Steve
said
Smith.
Nathan. I said Steve Smith was too short.
No, you didn't think he was going to go
out
for nothing.
Just wait. And I said Nathan Lyon would have the most wickets. He had a beautiful fifer.
And he took fourth most for the two games.
He was no good.
Yeah, okay,
so
if you buy enough tickets, ladies and gentlemen, you will win. But gamble responsibly. I think that's the motto that Hum is living
correct.
By.
Correct. Well, you know, a broken clock is always...
You said one all. Australia-Pakistan, you said one all. Yep. Was that close to that?
Two innings defeats, I think.
We're on to the next series. That's amazing now. Okay, now in series betting, Australia $1.22 to win. Mm-hmm. The draw is paying $9. New Zealand $6.50. I'm going to have a double at the series correct score. I'm going to have Australia to win...
Doesn't even know. This is why he loses on his bets. He's sort of going,
don't only just put the markets up, Michael.
you know what it is.
Australia going to win 2-0 at $5. That will be a drawn test.
2-0.
Have you seen the weather in this country
that's
at the moment?
True.
There's going to be a draw.
How dare you?
I don't mind the 2-0. It's hard. The draw at $9 looked appealing, but it's hard to see which one of these matches is not going to have a result.
Probably Melbourne because the deck's
is
always...
How is the deck?
Crap.
Shocking.
They're struggling to get
results. The MCG will lose its test.
I'm on the $9 then for the draw.
Okay. I am going to take Manus Labuschagne as the top Australian run scorer
for
at $6.
For
six
the
series,
yep.
I think for the entire series, a man called Kane Williamson is going to score the most.
Don't mind that.
Then, the player of the series paying $18. It's a man that could swing a ball around a jam chin. Is that the same?
I don't know. I haven't heard of
swing
it before.
A ball around a jam story. Chin. Trent Bolt, $18.
Love
Trent
a bit
Bolt.
Of Trent Bolt.
I reckon that's a big price. What's Steve Smith paying for most runs?
She's short for the series.
Yep.
$4.
He's actually shorter than he was.
Yeah.
He's due for runs.
That's the whole thing.
Random trivia for you.
Give him the summer off.
Out of the active test cricketers, who has the most test runs at the moment? Hammy, don't say anything because I quiz you about
this
earlier.
Active test cricketers?
Yeah. Who has the most test runs?
Australian side?
Nope, in the world.
Oh.
Active test cricketers, who has the most runs? It would be...
Virat.
No.
No.
The answer will shock you.
Really?
Sounds like a Fox Sports link.
Yeah, don't tell me it's David Warner.
No.
No, he's fifth, I believe. Kane Williamson's not in the top five.
Oh, no. Really?
He'll be up there soon, I would have thought.
One of your mates, you've put your foot in your mouth with this bloke earlier this year on the podcast.
Did I? Oh, well, that doesn't...
That doesn't narrow down at all. It's Joe Root.
Is it?
Yeah. He's leading Virat by about 80 runs.
Yeah. So it's Joe Root, Virat, Steve Smith.
Ross Taylor,
Warner.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. But I tell you what, you might be on something with Trent Bolt because, interestingly, with the pink ball game, he's got the best bowling.
Oh, my God.
At 12.5 is his bowling average with the pink ball.
Yeah.
So him versus Stark would be
awesome.
That's huge.
If he can stay awake long enough to watch the game in Perth, it's going to be some great bowling.
Trent Bolt's family. If he can start jet lag off, he is fine.
Yeah.
That is a big... For New Zealand to Perth is that three... That's a seven-hour flight.
Yeah.
That's big.
That is
not
a big
short.
Flight. That's like us flying to China.
The Australian cricket team just flew to the UK. That's a pretty big trip, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, well, there you go.
They're used to travelling.
Look forward to seeing Trent Bolt possibly not play a test with his little injury cloud he's going in under or something like that, so we can pull that clip up later. But well done, team. That's probably
good
got
to be
us
back.
Through. Yeah, yeah.
Great to be back.
We'll probably have another
one more for the year.
Yeah, probably have another little chat just before the test match next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, little update, the slog to cash, Hum.
Yep, all was going on.
Couple of issues of
Perth test.
We were so close.
What do you mean?
It has been postponed.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Apparently, councils aren't too happy with having 300 blokes slog sixes into houses for a period of time. So,
have they seen us play?
They're not concerned about us. It's the other people
A couple, two quick questions. I mean, cricket balls go flying over parks every weekend. The other thing is that who's hitting them into houses? Where were you going to get us set up?
Well, we've got to go to local oval.
The long and short of it's been postponed.
It is still, and on the it ties into a little activation we're going to do after it as well.
Which All right, so it's coming back.
It is coming back. It is on the February 7th, and I can confirm it is at Harry Trot Oval, February 7th in here.
I reckon about 6-1 chance of that coming off. But
February 7th, Harry Trot Oval.
Give you a Trent Bolt like odds.
Put it in the diary.
All right, good hustle. Well done, team. Take five. Go and stay hydrated, and we'll see you next week.
Grab up.